What up, Doe Ledge here. Chill with me, Top Tier Podcast. Happy holidays. Good morning, Battle Rap World. Won't be here too long. Hopefully you all are enjoying the holidays with your loved ones, friends and family alike, and all that good stuff, man. Going to really tap into the shocking news, a matchup that we thought was possible, but didn't think we would get it in this light this soon. And just in this overall fashion. Also, you know, I will do something where I replay a segment from our very popular show over here on Caffeine. It's known as the Friday Fix. I'm with probably the most dynamic co-host in battle rap, Nico from Nico TV. It's my brother, and we did something really cool. It's kind of been done before, but we just dressed it up with a Christmas theme to it. Like, if you can give a battle rapper a gift, like an attribute as a gift, and it can only be one, who would it be, and what would the gift be for that person to maybe take them to the next level? Like, they always say it, like, for instance, or Emerson Kennedy. I feel like I'm picking on EK a lot. That's my dog. Emerson or Bonnie. We can use her, Bonnie Godiva. Like, yo, if they just had a stronger delivery, there'd be, you know, like if they had like Suge's delivery or Chess's delivery, they'd be out of here. Or if, you know, I don't know, like if Bad News or someone with all his passion and aggression, if he had kind of a little more creative pen, like a old red, like he would be kind of sane, you know what I'm saying? So we just doing that blessing MC of our choosing with a Christmas gift attribute. And that was pretty fun to do. So we'll get into that later. But yeah, man, we're going to talk about it. Announced, I don't know when. It caught wind to me through text. I didn't get the notifications, or I didn't see it on Twitter, or someone texted me that this was official. And courtesy of Remy Ma and Chrome 23, we got a matchup of Hitman Holla. Yes, Hitman Holla. Like, yeah, this is really happening, y'all. This ain't a joke. We got Hitman Holla going against Easy the Block Captain on Chrome 23. That's the move. That's what's going down. That's official, man. Can't make this up. I'll repeat, Hitman Holla versus Easy the Block Captain on Chrome 23, bro. That caught me off guard. I thought the person that texted me, I thought they was like just fucking with me, to be honest with you. And I had to look for myself to see it was verified. And there's like a little trailer out for it already. It's Remy Ma walking to the hotel. She got Hitman in there. She got Easy on there. They're like at the table. They're toasting with some champagne over the announcement. And the card is just, for right now, it's called the anniversary card. And it will be live streamed, which is so great. It's had to be live streamed. And it's going to be on Rap Grid, which is a reliable live. And this just kind of bugs me that, because she didn't have to go through the unnecessary, because people were saying like, see, and now she knows she going live stream and the editing gonna be right and all that. It's like she worked her way. But my thing was, like, she had the advantage and the resources to like cut through all of the like humble beginnings that most leagues start from. I just think she got bad advice on how to maneuver, but she's correcting her shit early and often. So yeah, man, Rap Grid, reliable source, you know. And I mean, I'm guessing Ruin Your Day will be the shooters. I mean I wouldn't for something like this, I wouldn't even play around and trying to get some young talent that's a phenom that you might have heard about. And you're trying to, like, you, one thing you can cut the cost on a few things when you're a league owner. One thing for good footage and live streaming footage, No, don't play with that. If you got the bread to spend on that, spend that. So I would assume you ruin your day will be shooting this. Live streamed on Rap Grid, so that means you get the VOD as well if you missed it live. So that's dope. And yeah, man, when is the date? I believe it's February 25th. It's gonna be in New York. Man, what a coup. Shit. What a coup. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta get, hey, I can't, hey, you know how I feel about a matchup like this.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
I'm all the way with it, man. I am all the way with it. You're talking about, like, I ain't about to, y'all know who they are. I ain't about to try to give y'all the rundown of who they are. Y'all know who Hitman and Easy is. Like, it makes sense. The matchup on paper, just when you think of stylistically how they both perform on stage, it just is electric in their own way. Like, it's electric in their own way. Like, you hear the pain and like the get off your ass and make something type of, you know, motivational bars that Easy got, but he punches with it too, which is, we ain't really seen somebody spit those vivid like lines like that, but still, it's still punching with it. You got Hitman, just, he can just shake the building with one line, man, sometimes. And his pacing, I think he might have the best pacing in battle rap. Like, he always goes his own speed. And maybe that shit comes from basketball. Like, I don't know if it comes from sports. I don't know, you know, being a guard, being able to slow the tempo, you know, to control the game as a guard. Like, that shit got a lot to do with his performance, because, I mean, you go all the way back to the John, you know, I ain't even said shit about just teaching this nigga how to control the room and how, like, people really was waiting on every word, every line. And he had them quite, like, that's top tier shit. Like, that's really, I'm one of them type of, like, maneuver. So he got probably the best pacing in battle rap and the best just command of a stage. But he's going against someone that could shake the room just as much as he can. And that's a matchup I want to see Hitman in. Because when he's in those matchups, when he's going against someone who can be just as scary, it raises his level up. Like, you've seen him against K-Shine. He ain't coming there playing first round. He was like, he was on his helmet with that. You know what I'm saying? Because Shine is one of them, an all-time great top 5, top 10 performer on stage. You seen how Hitman was against Rock, same way. You seen his first round against Surf, same way. So you get the best Hitman when you put him in the ring with people that can do what he does and get, you know, groundbreaking performances, haymakers and shit like that. You're going to get the best Hitman. As for Easy, man, like, you just, if you fuck win the battle, because I know people might just have you win it regardless, like, you fully capable of winning, but nothing less than you fucking up, like, really choking bad, you're already ahead, because this is February, it's top of the year pretty much, you're already fast track for champion of the year. And I know he might not even be thinking about some shit like that, but bro, champion of the year is something people should shoot for. Extra bag, or extra 10 to fit, whatever the bag is. It's no shame in shooting for that. So you get a plate like this early in the year, you definitely set yourself up for a run, right? So that's like just how I feel about the overall matchup. Like, as far as the style making this could potentially be a classic. It could potentially be a classic. I don't throw the C word around when I see matchups, but being that there is, it's in New York matters as opposed to being in the South. I'm sorry, it does. You know, Easy being an East Coast guy, but Hitman being probably like the most likable non-East Coast guy that the East Coast people fuck with. Because I remember vividly him going against Cortez still in the room. At a time where the Midwest East Coast thing was real. You understand me? That shit was real. I know. I was around. I was outside. That shit was real. I know. Heap dog. You see in vlogs back then where, like, I don't fuck with the Midwest nigga. But Hitman, that's my dog. Like, he was the exception to the rule all the time. So, like, him battling in New York, it's going to be like nothing to him. And then Easy is from the East. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it got the makings to be something. I guess now it's about what you build around that matchup. I don't think you can play around. And I don't think you need, look, the fight is sold. Like I went on Twitter briefly, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it's on a holiday, so I'm spending time with the family. Wasn't on my phone nearly as much. But for the quick glance, I didn't see no negative feedback about this announcement. Cause you putting it on a platform that's respected, and you putting it with someone in Remy that everybody respects. And she's like the perfect person to have a league, bro. Cause she knows about the ups and downs. She done been through the ups and downs. She's actually battled in the ring, but she's also actually tasted and is can still currently taste like mainstream success. She's really the perfect ambassador for battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, with her, it's just on the business side of battle rap. It's just about getting the right people that's in her corner that really want to see her win and that really know what they're doing with this battle rap shit. I hope she's, because just as much as someone reaches out, I hope she's as welcoming to, you know, doing that. Because, you know, somebody of her status can feel like, I don't need y'all telling me, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, I'm here and y'all here, you know, the elitist vibe, but she don't give me that. So I fuck with the matchup, man. I know there's going to be some negative feedback, not on the matchup, but just in terms of, one, people are going to look at like, damn, I thought Chrome 23 was for the women. Now you got the guys main eventing. What's up with that? Then you're going to also look like Easy versus Hitman. That feels like a URL battle. How did y'all, now people going to be pointing fingers at Smack and Beasley. Like, how did y'all let this one slip? Like, you know what I'm saying? How did y'all let her get that? My thing is, I wonder what the love is going to be like between the leagues now. Cause it always start off, welcoming, like, right. Cause Remy, she came off innocent, like, okay, she's starting her little women's league. So all the big dogs gonna put their arm around. Yeah, sure, you can get a few battles from her. Yeah. But she, I think with this was a statement. This was a statement like, I'm not just here to be like a feeder, like battle league. I'm not here to be some cute, like little anomaly. Like, I don't want to say no other leagues that I'm talking, but you know, this ain't that. She's treating her league like a big dog in every way. You can tell from the promotion, just from how like nice the fucking flyers look, how every like the trailers be like really trailers with them in attendance, like in there. It's not just a trailer of highlights from their battles. Like she opens up the budget, and I think that also goes to why she might have chosen Easy and Hitman. That's also why she chose to live stream it for bread and to, you know, obviously it's going to be a stage. So yeah, this isn't some little private shit. She opening them doors up because she trying to recoup. She trying to recoup. I almost said recruit because she's trying to do that too, but she's trying to recoup first. You know what I'm saying? I remember people were talking about her IG live and about how much money she done lost already. Yeah. No, we trying to get that back. We trying to get that back. I'm overcharging, niggas. I'm overcharged. She probably about to charge like, nigga, for a Whopper, it's 100. The fuck you talking about? Whopper Jr., 75. Wait, what? Oh, you extra sauce? $30. Like, I'm charging eggs. I'm trying to get that bread back. You feel me? So I am not mad at it, but no, props to her. But just look, I'm just gonna be curious to see how the relationships, because everybody's your friend when you like the little engine that could, and you're putting a few nice cars together. Trust me, I'm seeing it. Even it happens locally, so I know it's gonna happen like nationally, and it's already happened. It happened long before, so it'll happen again. But yeah, she's a major player, man. She's not here to just be some understudy and be the sidekick. She going for the gusto. I'm just very curious to see how she builds around this matchup, because that's going to be important. Don't overdo it. Don't oversell it. I'll actually look at a league that came around, like just came around this year, pretty much like they did. I like their last few cards, which is GTX. Like, I like the card with Disaster versus Geechee. You had Chef Trez versus the Sword. It was just like quality, good battles. You had Disaster versus Geechee was good. The Sword versus Chef Trez was good. Fate versus Young Cannon. Cannon 30 them, but Fate was good in the 30. So, like, they had good battles throughout that night. I think that was Satire versus Marv. Like, if you can just build it, like, you don't have to have 4 or 5 names. Like, the draw is there. Like, people are coming out for Easy and Hitman alone. I bet you if you sold tickets just for Easy and Hitman in, like, 2 battles and you said the tickets are, or like live stream, $40, people will still pay it, bro. I'm telling you. That's like, you got to know what's like, okay, I might have to add on 6 or 7 battles. I don't know how many people going to vibe with this. It's all about gauging. You got to have a really good gauge on this. And hopefully Remy Ma does. Some people I would like to see on. If you're doing this, if you got some more fellas on there, I would like to see Chess on here. Chess would be fire on here. Who else I would like to see her grab up? That's just can, like, got energy and can really perform. I wouldn't mind seeing Ace Amin on here. I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, a couple of cats, man. What if she fuck around and get A Ward? Ah. Oh, what if she's the loophole to getting A Ward? Like, what if she get A Ward in Chess or A Ward versus, like, New Jersey Twerk or some shit? That'd be crazy. She could do it too. She could do it. She could pull that off. But I don't know. I'm just excited. But y'all let me know what y'all think. How do y'all feel about this matchup? Do y'all feel like it shouldn't go down on Chrome 23? And should Chrome 23's quote unquote stick to the women games? Just curious to hear that. But yeah, that's my thoughts. And yeah, we're gonna get into the next joint with my man Nico TV. So yeah, man, this is gonna be myself and Nico talking about attributes that we would give to battle rappers as a Christmas gift. You only can, it was supposed to be you can only pick one battler and then give them one gift. But of course, Nico had to be Nico, and then we drifted off, and then pretty much wrapped up the show, just like I'm going to do now. Enjoy this segment, giving your battle rapper a Christmas gift attribute. Thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy this segment, and I'll see y'all next week.
Oh, yeah. Rex definitely up there for sure. Hell yeah.
But so we're going to end the show with something, man. I just thought about, since it's Christmas season and people like giving gifts and shit like that.
It is the Fixmas season.
Yes, it is. Merry Fixmas. So I just came up with a segment, basically, like, you know, it sounds like it's a lot, but it's basically asking, what would you give one MC if you had to gift them an attribute to take them from one, you know, from the level they're at to be next level great? What is that one gift that they're missing?
I got it. I have a healthy list, because you told me this. I would think about it, but I have the best one. I have the best one.
40 bars delivery.
Nope. Ledge. I got it. That's what this would make the greatest battle rapper ever. No questions asked.
It's only one gift, though. You can't give them like mad gifts to make.
One gift. And this will create the greatest battle rapper ever. If you gave New Jersey Twerk Murder Mook's consistency in terms of never stumbling and never choking, you give that to Jersey Twerk, greatest battle rapper of all time.
Yeah, they already
hands, they are. It's not even debatable.
That's what they got in the chat already. They put.
However, I have different attributes though, Ledge. I have another one. I would like to combine. I have one more.
That's what they put in the chat. I like that.
B dot as is. No. But you add the gift that you add. You add Pat Stay level charisma, humor, you know, the personality. We talk one of the greatest battle rappers ever. Talk one of the greatest of all time. If I could give somebody else, I would say let me get Sue Surf, Free the Wave.
Okay.
Give me Sue Surf, as is, all the attributes of Sue Surf. Because he doesn't have, I don't have to say, oh, if he's choking or not, because he don't choke no more. So I don't even have to say that. So the choking, I have to say that. He's already good on that. Give me Sue Surf as is, his Jordan run. Give me Sue Surf as is. And you will add, Ledge. I said you will add.
I hear you.
You will add Chef Trez level rebuttal game. Now, I wasn't even going to say DNA. Give me Chef Trez level rebuttal game. That's all I need. That's all I need. That's it. Arsenal, sir, yo, what's wrong with y'all niggas, dog? What's wrong with
I'm gonna go over to the ladies, dog. I think if you gave my verse Rum Nitty's punching ability, I think you talking about, because she got a pen, she got, you know, people love her, that she got the look, and people respect her lyricism and rapping ability, but she don't be punching enough. If you gave her Rum Nitty's punching kit, you're talking about devastation. I think my verse that can punch. I want to see that. Yeah, I just want to switch things up because I felt like he was going to bring up Twerk or somebody like that. So I just wanted to bring up, just to go left field with it. Yeah, my verse that can punch, man. She can rap. You know what I'm saying? She do the little schemes and all that. But what, she don't be landing enough haymakers. Like, that's going to, like, you let her punch like Rum, bro. I think we talking different out here.
I got one, Ledge. I was just thinking. Because, see, I have somebody who has, at the time, would be having Rum Nitty level punching and all that. I got it. But I'm going to add something. We adding shit, Ledge. And it's the same person. This is funny. Gray Hoodie Lux. Greatest performance ever. Three round. Gray Hoodie Lux. And combine that with the Black Panther Lux from the Hollow Battle. I have no... They're unbeatable. You ain't winning that battle. I don't care what angle you put. You getting the greatest angles. You getting the greatest punchlines. The charisma. You getting all of that. The tempo. You said that's B dot. I don't know if that's B dot as is. I don't know if that is, brother. I can't. Yeah. I don't know if that is. I can't say that. I don't know. Matter of fact, I got one more, Ledge. In the spirit of the holiday season, I have one for the spirit of holiday season. You give our beloved, fearless leader, Pod Tier, you take Ledge as is.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know where we're going.
And you add Nico TV a performance. We talking vocal projection, delivery. We're talking all the big stage. You give Ledge big stage game. And we talking about the next member of ESPN. We talking about the next member of ESPN. You get this nigga that is Stephen A. Smith with Jay Black and Stephen A. Ledge. You gonna be right there. You're gonna be right there as well. You Skip Bayless ass nigga. You'll be right there.
Wow.
You'll be right there.
I'm gonna bring somebody up that I don't know if they ever have any want to in battle rap no more, but just because they were such an important figure in from like 2009 to like 2013 or whatever. DNA's consistency. Mm-hmm. If you apply that to the ability, the skill set that was already there with Young Ill, I think you got one of the best to ever do it. Like, because when you talk about moments and all that, all the intangibles from 09 to like 2012, if you did like a highlight reel, like URLTV.TV, the best of, like mixtape from 09, he's going to have probably him, Hitman, Surfer probably had the most moments combined on there. In clips, when you talk about from 09 to like 2012, like if you did like a highlight reel, the best of URL from that time span, from Stanky Yankee Fitted to Smack Who Is This Nigga flossing on DNA, like he was going crazy during that time, man. So I think if you gave him the consistency of DNA, like with, you know, that work rate, that focus, I think Young Ill right now would be like highly heralded and respected as like an all-time great.
Okay, I got one. Let me get Geechee Gotti as is.
Mm-hmm.
With Sue Surf level star power / performance. Because I think that's why Geechee was in a lot of people's minds was losing those battles, is because when he was battling certain niggas, he wasn't equal to them at star level. So if you take that out the equation and now we're just talking about what's being said, I think Geechee cleared in a lot of them battles if we just doing that. I got another one for you, Ledge. This one right for you at home, Ledge.
Oh, Lord.
Let me get my nigga B-Rabbit. Skip B Rabbit, because he didn't lose. He lost that battle, Ledge. He lost.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He lost the battle. Let me get B Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift I will give him is, see, who else from Michigan? I was gonna say Royce, but Royce doesn't have no fight back. He don't have no get back, so hey,
man,
I can't say
watch
Royce.
Your mouth, man. Watch your mouth.
Actually, I changed my mind. Let's get Royce the 5'9" with like Ice Cube level get back. You know what I'm saying? Like we talking about we're kind of diss track. Like, let's get that. Let's get that, man. B Rabbit with Matt Hopper's right hand. Hilarious. Nah, but look, I got B Rabbit. Let me get B Rabbit as is, and then you give him. Let's give B Rabbit Tay Rock's warrior mentality. How Tay Rock, for the last decade plus, has gone to war, complete three rounds, whether you thought he won, lost, debatable. Warrior mentality. Warrior. I think B Rabbit might be able to cook a person or two.
Damn. Hey,
whoa. I just thought about something. I got one. Go ahead. I got one after you.
This is not even on the topic because I was about to wrap the show up. Because I'm mad late. This has been like revealed, I guess, an hour or two ago. Tory Lanez was found guilty on all three charges. He's facing 20 years. He's found guilty of the 2020 shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. He's facing 20 years in prison after being convicted of assault.
Damn.
I don't know. It just came across my screen. So.
Damn. That's I'm definitely staying off of Twitter because you Negroes, it's you.
I'm out of here.
Respectfully, you Nathans and Briannas ain't gonna know how to fucking act for the next 24 hours. So I really have no interest on being on Twitter at all. You motherfuckers ain't gonna have no. I see how y'all was acting with all the updates of the trial. So this is just definitely gonna be some more foolishness. But I got one, Ledge.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jonai, as is.
Jonai. Shout out to Jonai.
As is. And you give him Hitman level performance.
That'd be crazy. That would be crazy.
In this era?
Later, Gina. Happy holidays to you.
Merry Fixmas, Gina.
Merry.
Appreciate you pulling up.
Merry Fixmas.
Yeah. Merry Fixmas. What are you getting so hostile about? Merry Fixmas, nigga. What's wrong with you, Ledge?
Merry Fixmas, dog. Damn, relax, man. Relax. Relax.
God damn. Man. Over here getting mad at our shit. Merry Fixmas, goddammit. It's a holiday show. It's a family show. Excuse me.
Yeah. Are you sure? You sure it's family show?
Look, motherfuckers in every family gonna talk their shit and cuss. I'm like that uncle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that uncle who gonna keep it real. I talk that shit. I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? You got that uncle like a cookout. Yeah, every topic, nigga ain't ducking no smoke. He go from the shoulders with anybody who need that. You feel me? Now, I'm that uncle. You pull up on me with anything. Hey, Unc, I need you to go fire on this older nigga to be talking shit to me. I got you. Hey, Unc, we need you to pull up for this pickup game. You know what I'm saying?